Hi, is this Brian?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Brian. Hey, how you doing? Good morning. Happy Friday.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. So I know you were speaking to Tara. I know she does a great job of explaining kind of the basics of what we do here. She did mention a couple things. I believe you're the owner of the business, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah? Okay, awesome. And then you're able to take on more business as well, right? Like more jobs?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So you guys are doing handyman, a little bit of pressure washing, power washing, lawn care. Like what is your bread and butter? What is something you really want to focus on this new year?
Well, see, I just started, so I'm taking on basically
anything.
Any jobs
like
at the moment. But my desire is to get into the lake homes, you know, like the Airbnbs and the people who just have vacation homes here, and I want to take care of their properties and
like property
like
maintenance and stuff.
Yeah, property maintenance. When they're out of town, I can go do checkups after storms and keep the place, you know, maintained,
yeah.
Basically. So that's what I'm wanting
Got
to
it.
Get into. But right now, I'm
yeah.
painting, I'm mowing, I'm doing whatever.
Got it. No, I mean, look, you got to start somewhere, and that's the right mentality
yeah.
to have. You know, whatever comes on, whatever, you know, jobs you can get, that's something that you know, you got to capitalize. Once you get established, once you get your name out there, then,
yeah.
you know, it'll, you know, you'll get those jobs. And then, you know, here's the thing, what we do, right? So that way you have a firm understanding. We're looking for one business to promote on that first page of Google. Once we find someone, we can't work with anybody else that does what you do, okay? But here's the thing. When people are looking for any of the services you offer, the very first thing that they do is they pull out their phone, and if they don't know anybody, or if even if they do know someone or they get a referral, what are they going to do?
Yeah, they're going to look you up.
They're going to look you up, exactly. They're going to see if you have a Google
yeah.
business profile. They're going to look you up to see if you have a website. They want to know more about your business, okay? Those
yeah.
houses in the lakefront, trust me, they're not just going to randomly just go and just, oh, well, here's a card. Well, what are they going to
yeah.
do? They're going to make sure that you're, you know, you're legitimate. Exactly, right?
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, that's just what it is. But you can get there if and when you get yourself listed directly on Google. And here's why, because I would say 90 to 95% of the time, everything starts and stops on the first page. Let's say you're looking for a restaurant, you know, you're looking for
yeah.
a tire shop, whatever the case may be, right? So,
oh, yeah,
you know, right
I do
now,
it all the time. I look
exactly.
at the first view, and then that's where I'm at.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly. So if you use it, you know, I use it. Guess what? Your customers
yeah.
are using it as well, right? So
yeah.
it's inevitable. So the beauty about this, right, is that not only are we going to create what's called your Google business profile, but we're going to get it optimized, meaning we're going to get you found in the areas for every keyword that we put into the system so that way you start getting those jobs, okay? So that's what we're
yeah.
going to be able to do for your business. Now, we're a Google partner, and as a Google partner, we have to make sure that we do everything possible to get you ranking high on that first page. Like you said, you're making decisions based on the first page. You look at the top
yeah.
three or four or five, and you call and get an estimate and see what's the best option for you. And that's exactly what we're going to do for your company, okay? Now, I do have a question for you. Do you have anything else online that I'm missing that you're using right now?
No, that's it right now.
Gotcha. Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right. So one of the things we also do for your business is we build a website for you. Okay. So obviously
okay.
it would be at www.thenameofthebusiness.com, right? So the thing about the website is, you know, you can showcase a little bit more of the work you've done. You can go in and just, you know, list the different services you offer, and that way people can actually see who you are and verify the things that you do, right? So that's to definitely sets you apart from the competition there for sure with the well-established website. And then what we also do is we get you on other platforms because Google will go into the algorithm to make sure that you're ranking, so we want to work with the algorithm. So we'll put you on Facebook, run Facebook retargeting ads. We'll put you on Yelp because people use Yelp. We'll put you on iPhones, which is the map section on the iPhones, right, the Apple Maps.
Yeah.
We'll put you on Amazon Alexa and Google Home for those voice-activated searchers, and then we'll put you on Bing. So we'll pretty much cover all the bases that Google indexes for you to rank on that first page, okay? Now, I think you're new in business, correct? You just started the business not too long ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So I'm able to
started in like January.
Oh, okay. Oh, so congrats. Brand new, right? So that's awesome. Okay. Hey, you got to start somewhere, man. I'm telling you. But at the end of the day, you know, once you get yourself on Google, once you start getting your name known and people start seeing, you know, what you have online, your online credibility, that's it. It's game over because people want to see that well-established foundation that you have. But you got to invest. If you don't invest, you're just not going to get the results that you need. That's just bottom line. And the best investment you can make is investing in your own company as a sole entity. So with this, since we're a Google partner, if you were to cancel our services, guess what? You still keep everything that we built for you. So no matter what, it's a win-win. You know what I mean? You're not using a third-party app. You're not using, you know, a different third-party company that's sending you leads. These leads and these calls are going directly to you. They're not going to charge you or any of that. This is directly through Google because you're pretty much, you know, kind of promoting your own company as a sole entity. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to be able to do a couple of things for pricing. I'll make sure I get you the best possible price. But let me ask you this: is this something you see value in? Something that you see would be a benefit for your business?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, okay, good. And then Google's asking me, because we're Google partners, and Google wants to make sure that you're able to take on more business, right? Because once you get on the first page, you're going to start rocking and rolling, and we don't want you to miss any opportunities. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, so I sent you a link right now. You're able to receive text messages on this phone?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I sent you a text message. That's just our partnership badge through Google. So you know that you're dealing with the right company. Google will call the big companies like Samsung, Apple, you know, McDonald's and, you know, Mercedes, BMW, you know, and they'll have our companies, like, you know, to call the small to medium-sized businesses, right? So, you know, those guys are dealing with the big guys. We're dealing with, you know, the small to medium-sized companies.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly, right? And then, so let's go over pricing. I want to be able to do a couple things for your business so that way you can get the maximum results. We do have what's called a new in business credit. So Google understands that any business that's 5 years and under is considered a new business. In your case, you're like brand new, which is awesome. So I'm able to do a couple of things as far as the price. And that's going to be all inclusive. We're going to include the website, literally everything we just talked about. So I just sent you another text message. Let me know if you're able to open it up.
Okay.
It'll say pricing. I'm going to guide you. I want to tell you exactly what I'm able to do. So when you open it up, it'll say take control of your online presence.
Yeah, give me just a second. I'm also driving.
Oh, goodness. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Be careful, man.
Yeah.
You don't okay. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I'm multitasking.
Yeah, you're
yeah, I'm leaving one job, bidding a job, and I'm driving to another one to bid another job. So
All right. There you go. Keep yourself busy. That's awesome, man. I mean, this year, you know, think about it. Business is going to go crazy. If you do this, I mean, you not only are you going to get more business coming in, but, you know, the summer, you know, spring, summer's around the corner. You know what I mean? The weather's starting warming up. We got the time change this Sunday, so you're going to have more time to be out there and doing more jobs. You know what I mean? So you have more sun time, more sunlight. You have people doing their taxes. So it's go time. People are going to start definitely spending money to get their homes and things done around the house, you know?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I can already tell everybody's ready to get out and get everything cleaned up.
Oh, absolutely, man. It's, you know, during the winter, you know, I guess it slows down a little bit, right? But you know, during the spring and summer, everybody wants their house to look nice. Have barbecues, have the house looking spiffy, you know, so I know it's perfect timing for this. So,
since I'm driving, can you just
tell me
what some of the prices, plans are?
No worries. So we got the Platinum package. That's the package I'm offering you. Usually it's a little expensive, but since you're new in business, I can give you a 50% reduction. I can apply that credit through Google, and then I'll waive your setup fee completely, okay? So this is including a full-blown website. It's including Google Places, which is getting you directly on Google, the optimization and programming on Google. We'll get you on Facebook and run Facebook retargeting ads, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, Bing, and then we'll get you also found in the AI overview. That's something that's becoming popular on Google. So that's something that they're starting to really focus on, okay? The whole AI, right? Okay,
yeah.
So the pricing usually it's $599 and there's a $299 setup fee, right? So that's expensive. So if I can get you 50% discount, it'll be $299 out the door. And that's month to month. There's no contracts. So that's what the new in business credit will do. So $299, you're looking at $10 a day. If you can land, you know, 10, 15, 20 jobs a month, I mean, that'll be, you know, it'll be something that will pay for itself. But that would include everything. It'll include a website, everything you need to get your business going, especially this new year, right?
Yeah. So y'all build the website and everything?
100%, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. We build a website. We put your logo on it. If you have pictures of before and after, we put the services you offer. People can schedule an appointment directly from your website. And those people in the lakefront, trust me, that's what they're going to look at.
Yeah.
Right? So if I can get that price point at $299, is that something you want to give a shot to see you can how you can get yourself on Google and get those business coming in?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds good. I need to think about it a minute, but because I'm just like I'm starting, I don't have a lot of operating expense or revenue unit yet, so.
Yeah, I mean, well, here's the thing, right? So, you know, like if you really think about it, right, Brian, so the investment of $299, right, so if you divide it in 30 days, you're looking at $10 per day, right? So think about how many opportunities you're really missing out to not having your name out there, right? So the way that you see it is, the more that you wait, the more that you, like, have to think about it, the more that you have to, like, you know, like, look at things, that's a risk you're taking in itself because, you know, there is opportunities out there. There is people searching. There is a demand for handyman, painting services, deck work, all that, you know. But, once again, if you're not able to showcase your company in front of those opportunities, then you're going to keep losing money and not really growing the business the way it should, right? So the way that I look at things, right, if you take the initiative to say, okay, look, I'm going to invest the $299, see how it goes this month, and then continue, then you're going to see the results. And then you're going to be like, wow, like, I should have done this a while back. But, you know, it's still, you know, the sixth of the month, right? So we're in March. You started in January. And once again, this is where the good time is really going to start, you know, coming in because people are starting to really do more things for their, you know, for their house, right? And then, you know, once again, it's a price point that it'll pay for itself. You know, at the end of the day, you want to invest in something that is going to pay for itself because you use Google, I use Google. Guess what? Everybody else is going to use Google to look for the services you offer. So the good thing about this is that...
So, say I use it for a month or two, and then I have to cancel. So there's no contract. But
absolutely not.
Does it stay? Does it disappear? Does
Great question.
Do I lose my view on Google, you know, while I still be there?
No, everything will stay in place. So one of the things I want you to understand is you're the owner of your Google Business Profile. You're the owner of your Facebook listing. You'll be the owner of everything. The only thing you're paying us is to manage you and keep you on that first page. Does it make sense? So, you know, let's say you were to cancel, you'll still have your online listing. The only thing that I would highly recommend, just like you have on Angie's, is those reviews. But guess what? If you cancel Angie's or HomeAdvisor, you know that company, guess what? They're going to keep your reviews. If you cancel your Google, like, you know, our service, you keep your Google Business Profile, and that's yours. You know, all the reviews, everything stays in place, 100%.
Yeah.
So you
what
can,
about the website?
Great question. So in order to keep the website active, you just pay a hosting fee, and the hosting fee is only $49, which is nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. So if you go even through GoDaddy or Wix or any of these big, you know, companies that do websites, it's $49 for hosting. So if you host it with us or anybody else, it's going to be $49. And that's all you would have to pay. That's just to host your website on the server. So, yeah, most definitely. You know, you can cancel. Once again, there's no long-term commitments. There's no year contracts. You know, obviously, we want to give you the maximum results so you could stay with us, and this is a voluntary thing. It's not like we're going to force you to stay. You know, you got to see the results in order for this to make sense.
Will I own that website domain name, or will y'all own it and, like, you know,
You own the domain, right? So you would own the domain at that point. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure, like, y'all didn't own it, and you're like, oh, you're done with us, so we're holding your domain hostage. And
No. Yeah, I just want to verify a couple things. So, like, you know, I see that the business address, like, we're not going to showcase you on, like, your address on Google. Google is just going to send you a welcome letter to your mailbox. But the business is at 294 Cope Road, Benton, Kentucky, correct?
Yeah, that's actually my house address. I don't have an office or anything.
Right, right.
You don't need a home office.
Yeah, you don't need that to be on Google, so you're fine, you know. They just want to know where you're located. That way, like, you know, they could put a radius around where you're located. But we're not going to showcase your address online because you're not a brick and mortar. You don't have an office where people go to, right? You're a home service where you're going to go out there to do the jobs. So, and then as far as the jobs that you want to get found for, so like you're doing handyman, you're doing pressure washing, you're doing lawn care maintenance, mowing, gutters. I mean, you're doing tree trimming. I mean, painting. Goodness, what don't you do?
Right. Electrical. I don't do much electrical work.
Okay, got it. No electrical work, but painting, things like that, you're good with.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. What other things you want to get found for on Google? Like, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna do a Google Analytics search, so we'll know how people are searching on Google, you know, and then we'll know where people are searching from, and we'll focus on the good areas as well, because we want people to really that have the money to spend to contact you. You know what I mean? So if the lakefront, we can definitely do all that as well.
I want to definitely focus on that. So I've been reaching out to realtors and stuff, Airbnb hosts and stuff.
Once you have everything in place, they're going to take. Look, I don't want to. Can I just be candid with you? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Okay. And this is all positive because trust me, I know I've been here for 7 years and I talk to new business owners all the time. So one of the things that people don't usually make a decision to pull the trigger is just because of your online presence, right? So if you have insufficiencies, if you have a weak online presence, people don't really tend to call, right? HomeAdvisor, it's an application that provides you leads, Angie's, but it's like you're promoting your company within that platform. So that's really not a valid, like, people are not going to look you up and find you there immediately, right? So if they look up your business, if you create QR codes and stuff like that, they go straight to your website. Like all these different things, it'll just have you more of a well-established professional business. And then those people, the realtors and those people like, you know, those homes, the Airbnbs, all those types of customers, they're going to like look at you and they're going to, okay, well, let's give this guy a shot. You know, let's give him a shot.
Yeah.
And that's how you're going to build your clientele. So with this, you're going to solidify that, and you're not going to have that issue, right? Because they'll take your card, and they'll, you know, you'll shake hands and everything. But at the end of the day, you know, what they're going to do is they're going to look you up, right?
Yeah.
And then once they look you up and they don't see anything online that you have, it's just like, oh, goodness, you know, and that's why you're missing out on opportunities, right?
Yeah.
So this will definitely help
you. The best offer I can get is the $299. That's the lowest I can get.
Let me see. Give me 1 second. Let me see what I can do for you, man. I'm trying to help you out so much, you know.
Just getting started, you know. It's
yeah, no, good. I get it. But thanks for asking. I appreciate you asking because if you don't ask, you never know, right?
Yeah.
I might be able to do something better, right? But we have to fill this, like, we got to do this ASAP. Like, get this. Then we have to do an onboarding call with our technicians. It could be today or Monday. But let me see if I can get an extra credit for you. Let me ask you a question here, okay, to see if I can apply this or not, and I'll ask my supervisor for permission on this. You know, as far as the business, you're not currently licensed in insurance, correct? And you don't have to be. It's just a question.
No.
No? Okay, not a problem. Is that something that
I got my LLC. And
okay,
stuff,
perfect. Okay. So,
yeah.
But is that something you plan on doing in the near future as a company?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can. I'll send a message right now to my supervisor. That way, if I can get a discount, I would get this to you at a price point of $249. I could possibly save you $50. That'll be $249 every month after that as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So that would be an awesome deal. I mean, that's $50 today, $50 every month after that, and that will stay locked in, right? So that
–
I'll send the message right now to my supervisor so we can get that for you, okay? So with that being said, I just got to fill some information here. So your first name is Brian, is that correct?
Yeah, my first name is actually Charles. My middle
name
is Brian.
I wanted to ask you that. Yeah, I wanted to ask you that because I looked up your information. So we're Google partners, and I just looked your information, and it gives me all your information here, like even your email too. Like,
yeah.
So because you're registered, right? Your business, you did the LLC, so we're able to see that. Okay. And how do you pronounce the business? Is it Crider? Crider?
Yeah.
Crider? Crider, right?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So I just want to make sure that's your last name, correct? I just want to confirm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, so you go by Brian, but your official name is Charles, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. No problem. All right. We're going to put that there. So once again, this is just, for account purposes. We're not going to put your name online or anything like that, right? You don't want.
Yeah, well, it's already out there anyway.
It's already out there, but, we don't want to put it out there more than it is. You know what I mean? That's all it is. Okay, gotcha. And then this number is the number that you want your clients to call you on directly from Google, right?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right, I can do that. And then as far as, one of the things I wanted to ask you is the hours of operation you have listed, it says that you're open all day. Like, so is that something you want to showcase on Google or what do you think?
Yeah, I'd probably change that to 8 to 5.
Can I make a suggestion for you, if you don't mind?
Yeah.
Okay. I would definitely do 8 to maybe 7 or 8, and here's why, okay? If you put 8 to 5, when do people usually get off of work?
Yeah, everybody's getting up at 5, and so
exactly.
They want to call you when they're off work. Yeah.
Exactly. So what happens is they sit down to the dinner table, they're talking to the wife, hey, when are you going to paint the house? Right, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I know.
So if you put it from 8 to 5, guess what? Your competition is going to take those calls, and you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Right now you want to capitalize on as many jobs as possible so you can get your name out there and you can start getting busy. You know what I mean? So I would suggest, if I may make a suggestion, is maybe 8 to 7 or 8 to 5, and that would give you those calls coming in after hours so that way you're not missing those opportunities, okay? Does that sound good?
Even doing like 8 to 8. That's cool.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so we'll do 8 to 8, and that would that be Monday through, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday? What do you think?
Do Monday through Saturday.
Okay, so we'll do Monday through Saturday. Got it. All right. Saturday. And that's going to be listed on Google for the hours of operation as well, okay? And all of the other listings that we're going to do for you. Okay, so we'll do that. And then I have another question for you. So I see the logo that you have. It's like a C and then a C, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is that okay? So we're gonna put that on your website. And do you have pictures of before and after work that you've done? Oh, you actually do. I see this.
Yeah, there's some out there already.
Yeah,
probably on the games and stuff. And
you do good
Facebook.
Work, brother. You do good work, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Let's get you going, man. Let's get you some more business. Yeah, you definitely deserve to be doing those Airbnbs and those maintenance homes and cabins and stuff like that,
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Okay, man. Yeah. So get ready to get busy, man. I'm just telling you that right now. Okay, we'll get that. And then I see you mentioned you have a couple things on Facebook. Let me check your Facebook real quick. We're Facebook partners
as
well.
Yeah, fairly new.
Okay, cool. That's good. Let me check this out real quick. Okay. Yeah, I see it now. 107 followers, and I see that. Okay. Yeah, this Facebook. We're gonna run Facebook retargeting ads as well. So
yeah,
I ran a
Facebook ad once on one of my posts.
Yeah, I see it.
About
I see
the Kentucky
it.
Lake things, and it was it got a lot of likes, but there are people from California, and then there's random people just flipping me off in the comments and.
You gotta be able to know how to do it. So we'll run ads for you, including with the price point. And by the way, I got congrats, man. I got the price point approved. So my manager said it's Friday and gave me an approval code. So that's good. So it'll be $249. So that's awesome. With the Facebook ads, what we're going to be able to do is we're going to do, like, if people are looking for, handyman or painting or any of the services you offer on Google, and then they log off of Google and they go onto their Facebook, guess what? They're going to see your business on their Facebook feed as an ad.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that's also included.
I can have a. Does it also, when people are thinking about it, does it just pop up on Facebook?
Yeah.
Like it does to me? Yeah. How do y'all do that?
So all it is, so everything has a microphone, right? So yeah. Like if they search stuff online, it re-triggers an ad through AI and it re-triggers that on their Facebook. It's so crazy.
No,
man.
But I cannot even speak about it. I can just think it and like pull my Facebook open and there's an ad.
Really? Wait a minute. Think.
Yeah.
You have happened before. and then you've never searched. Oh, you never. I mean, yeah. I mean that could be possible, but. The way we do it, they're
tapped into our brains or something. I don't know.
Hey, we're microchipped now.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, the way that it works. So, for example, here, let me give you an example. For Christmas, right? You know, I was buying a bunch of stuff, and then I logged into Amazon and searched stuff for stuff on Google. So what happens is, once I log off of Google and I'm like, okay, I go onto my Facebook feed, then boom, I see a company right there. Or the ad of the shoes I was looking at or the things they were purchasing. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot about this. And then boom, they make that decision right then and there. So that's how it would work. It's crazy. So we'll do that as well. So we got that and I'm going to make sure that you got a lot of pictures here. Okay. That's perfect. We're also going to need those pictures for your website. So that's good. Yeah. And then your website.
I'm sure that's some more coming soon too.
Oh, perfect, man. The more pictures. It's like a menu for a restaurant. If people love, they love their visual, they love seeing those pictures, so it's going to be really good.
Yeah, I was going to try to do videos. You know, my son's a videographer, so I could have free advertising if I get him to make videos.
Yeah, here's the thing. With your website, you can also include videos on it. So, yeah, man, that'll be awesome. Like, some people take the drone, and then they go around the property, and it just looks so cool. So, yeah, you can add videos to the website, custom make it. It'll just make you stand out and pop more. That's going to be that's going to be really good, especially at the lakefront houses. That's going to be really good too, you know? So, all right. So we got that here. All right. No Google Business Profile. No problem. We're going to create one for you. We're going to create your website for you. Okay. And then you have pictures of stuff of before and after, which is really good. Okay. Do you speak any other languages besides English? Is asking me so. No problem if you don't.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. All right, sounds good. All right, so, and then the email address I have here on file, correct me if I'm wrong, it's just abusiness13@gmail.com, correct?
Yeah, Crowder.
Okay, Crowder.
13@gmail.com.
Gotcha, okay, cool. I got that. So, and then you're Charles, but I'll put here that you go by Brian.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like my middle name. My middle name is Manny. My name is Chris. Well, Christian, but I go by Chris. And
I got two brothers named Chris.
Oh, you do? Okay.
That's a long story. Long story.
Okay.
Having two brothers named Chris.
Oh, man. Yeah. Chris, is it Christian or Christopher? Or just
Chris? One's Christian.
Okay, gotcha.
And now the other one's just Chris.
Got it. Okay, cool. Yeah, mine's Chris. My full name's Christian, but I'd rather go by Chris. I don't know. It's just shorter, you know, but,
yeah. Yeah, I was headed in school when they're calling attendance, and they would say Charles, and I'd be like, yeah, that's me. I'm here.
Oh, I know, right?
Like it. That's a family name. That was my father and my grandfather's name, so.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, with stuff like that, you know what I mean? It's just,
My mom stopped it from being Charles Eugene Crowder III. That's what it was going to be.
Like, Eugene.
Because they were both Charles Eugene. She said, no, we're not doing that.
Gotcha. Okay. but my brother's name is Brian. That's his, that's his name, Brian. So that's cool. So you have a brother named Chris and I have a brother named Brian.
Yeah, that's wild.
All right, cool. All right, well, look, I got everything here down for the most part, which is good. We're going to schedule what's called an onboarding call with one of our techs. They're going to cross the T's, dot the I's, help you build the website. A couple of things that you need to have ready for that phone call, and we'll look at the calendar in a minute, is just pictures of work you've done, the pictures that you have, your logo for your website, things like that. And then one of the things I forgot to ask you, as far as the radius, so how far are you willing to travel for new clients, or what would you say the radius from where you're located in Benton?
I'd probably say 50, 60 miles or something.
50, 60 miles. Okay, cool. We'll be able to do that for you. Give me one sec. So 50, 60 miles. Okay, and then once again, we're going to hyper-focus on the areas that are being searched the most. So this is just for the most part, like, you know, like, what would you want to stay within? But we're going to hyper-focus on the areas that are more profitable for you, so that way you're just not driving around wasting your gas as well, right? Like,
yeah, Marshall County and stuff, you know, Kentucky Lake area.
Kentucky Lake area, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't mind. Where are you from?
We're all the Google partners are in California, but I've actually been in Lexington, Kentucky, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but not around the lake.
You probably don't even know what Kentucky Lake is.
No, but I mean, any lake around, houses around the lake, trust me.
It's land between the lakes. It's got two lakes, and there's the land in between that's like a protected forest.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Pretty cool.
All right. Yeah, and there's a lot of properties right there, like you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And that's what you want to do, because those properties, once they find one of the, like, a maintenance person or someone that's going to be able to take care of those properties, like, you're pretty much set for life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get a couple of those clients that trust your work and know what you do, and that way, you know, that's just...
Yeah, I'm the guy that shows up when I say I will. I talk to so many people that says, I have this guy, and they never show up, or they don't call me back, or, you know, I'm very dependable and reliable, so hopefully
once that gets out,
that'll help.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, and that's exactly where, you know, that's exactly what's going to differentiate you from the competitors, right? Like, keeping your word, being honest with people, just being cordial and understanding that, hey, you know, I'm here to service you, you know, and that way they build that trust and bond. And then guess what? That creates more referrals, man. So,
yeah.
You know, and we're going to
word of mouth so far, so. That's
perfect.
That's been working good.
Yeah, once you get your stuff on Google and once you have everything established, you're going to see the difference. It's going to be a profitable year. I know for a fact. Just because the service that you do, it's a service that's very needed, and people always want looking for handyman work, you know, to start. Or then from there, you can start getting to the maintenance and so forth, you know. So that's going to get your company known. So Kentucky Lake, and then we're going to do around the 50 to 60 mile radius. Okay. And then we can always shorten it as well, so there's nothing set in stone with this, okay? That's what I love about Google. Okay. All right, so I got everything here for the most part. I got the approval code, which is cool, so I'm definitely giving you the best. I haven't done this price point in a very long time. Usually our prices start at the $599. Since you're new in business, man, I understand. So I usually don't go for those approval codes, but hey, you know, like you said, if you don't ask, you don't know, and you ask, so hey, that save you $50, and that's going to save you $50 every single month. That could be for gas, tools, or, you know, materials, things that you need, so, you know, but I'm glad you asked, so we were able to get you that price point. All right, so we got everything. We have to also read what's called a 90-second voice certification. This is pretty much to, you know, let you know what we're going to be doing for your business. You're also going to receive your invoices. Everything that you do for marketing, just so you know, Brian, key for, you know, tax purposes and stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, please keep all your invoices and all that. Also, one of the things I want you to do, too, when you get a chance, is you can download our app. We have a local Splash app. And that app, you can go on, if you have an iPhone or Android, and then you could see, you know, everything that we're doing for you. So, you know, you'll be able to see the calls coming in from Google, Facebook, everything, right? So you're not just going to, like, oh, what's going on with my campaign? You're actually going to know. And we're one of the very few Google partners that has invested a ton of money in our app, because we want to make sure you have a CRM, customer relation management system, for your business, right? So you have that with our services as well. All right. So the $249, and give me one second. I'm applying that credit before I forget, so that way that stays locked in. So it's not going to go up on you. It's not going to change. It's all inclusive with that $249, okay? So that's the good part here. All right, got that with – oh, goodness gracious. Okay, let me just add that real quick. All right, so local – okay, I got it. So, one second. Just solidifying it, man. I don't want to – okay, cool. There you go. I got it. All right, so got everything set here. I'll read that 90-second voice verification. But in order to secure the payment of the $249, what would you like to use? A Visa, MasterCard, American Express? What works for the business?
I got a business card. I just can't remember which one it is.
Yeah, no worries. And then I'll repeat the numbers, too, for accuracy. We're going to get your invoice, and then we're also going to look at the client onboarding calendar to see what time works for you and the technician as well, okay? So we'll look at all those
things. How long does the onboarding usually take?
It's easy peasy. I would say about, 30 minutes, 45 minutes tops. It's not going to be painful.
Okay.
It's just going to be verifying information, keywords, everything. So building the website, kind of show you examples and templates of what it's going to look like. So that way you give us a thumbs up and then we start working on it. You know what I mean? So it's not going to be too painful.
All right. It's a visa.
Okay. So if you can repeat the numbers, I'll repeat them for accuracy so we can get that going.
All right. 4246.
Okay.
3154.
Okay.
6466. 8043.
Gotcha. And the expiration month and year?
1130.
Gotcha. 1130. Okay. And the security code on the back of the card?
Yeah. 843.
Got it. Okay. Sounds good. So what I'm doing is I'm going to update this as well. You're also going to receive an invoice with everything in writing as well, And that way you can have that for, once again, all your tax purposes and everything. When you receive that invoice too, it'll also activate your dashboard, okay? So you have a dashboard, which, you're going to be able to see everything that's going on there. And it's going to also give you access to your, when you download the application, it's going to give you that username and password as well. So let me know if you got that invoice too. I don't know if you're still driving. Did you pull over or you're still driving?
I'm almost to the house that I'm going to.
Oh, okay, okay, good, cool. So you'll receive that here in a few seconds. But I'll read this voice verification. Let me know if anything changes, and then I'll be able to, or if you don't understand something, I'll be able to repeat it to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so to say, I'm going to walk you through what's called this voice verification recording. The reason is that we have you at a discounted pre-agreement for you, which is an added form of protection, and we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's something that you don't understand, do me a favor, let me know, hey, Chris, can you explain that to me, and I'll be able to break it down for you, okay? It does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Crowder Concepts.
Okay, thank you. Please state the name of your name. Please state your name and the title within the business.
Charles Brian Crowder, owner.
All right, thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And are you authorized? Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
All right. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Now, it does say, give me 1 second. All right, there we go. Okay, cool. Now, it does say, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what we're going to do for you is we're going to go ahead and provide you a security question. So when we call you, you know it's us, okay? You got 3 questions to choose from, Brian. So you can choose from your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay. So what city is that?
Paducah.
You said Paducah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's pretty cool. How do you spell that?
P-A-D-U-C-A-H. I think it was an Indian tribe name that used to live there.
gotcha. Okay, yeah, I got it. So if anybody, if anybody calls and they're like, hey, we're Local Splash, hey, what's my security question? What's security answer, right? So we're calling from here, okay? So got that there. And then I did want to also say that since we're going to get you verified on Google, right, do you agree to provide any business information, like, for example, tools necessary, or, let's say business cards or things like that, just to show Google that you're an actual human.
yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Now, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what this is saying basically is, you know, we're gonna get you, you know, taken care of on Google and everything else, right? But we want to make sure that, you know, at the end of the day, like if someone else calls you for something or tries to sell you something similar, you just let us know that way you're not paying for something you already paid for. Okay. Yeah. Okay, got it. All right. So it does say your payment. So for the initial account setup, will be charged today, and today's date is the 6th of March. And we have you at a discounted rate. So basically, we do have you at $249. There is no other hidden fees, charges, or anything like that. It'll be straight at $249, okay? So that would be a recurring at the 6th of every month. We do ask for, you know, you to give us some time to do this, right? You know, give us some time. It's not going to be a flip of a switch. We got to create your business profile. We have to get you optimized. We have to get your Google business, you know, programmed as well for the keywords and your website. All these things take time, right? So, you know, don't just like think that it's going to be done like by tomorrow. Okay. So I just want to put that in there. Okay. But you can discontinue your agreement at any time. You would have to call client support. By the way, I'm sending you our contact information here. My direct number too, Charles, or excuse me, Brian. I know you're
from. Yeah, so.
I'm going to send that to you right now. So if you have any questions or concerns, you can call me and then we can go from there. Okay. So I texted it over to you. I'm looking at the
Is there
client.
Any way I can?
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
The Tom's client coming up. I know. It goes from snow to summer.
You see our progress here. Yeah. He left for lunch, but he.
Oh, yeah, it's looking good.
He'll be here. The rain has been screwing up.
You there, sir? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. So I'm looking at the client onboarding. This is the last thing we need to do, and I can let you go, I promise. I do have, for today, it's pretty much booked out. I have availability on Tuesday. Anytime from 10 a.m.
Yeah.
to 6 p.m. What time works for you on Tuesday?
Yeah, 10 should be good.
10 should be good. Okay. I'm sending
Actually, let's do 6. Let's do 6.
6 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do 6 p.m. That's not an issue. I'm going to send you over an onboarding invitation. The last thing I need you to do is to activate your client dashboard. You have to get into the invoice that was sent to you. It'll say initial invoice, and it'll say click here. You type in your first and last name, and then you check on the box so we can send you text messages. That's going to activate your dashboard, and that's going to get you into your dashboard. On Tuesday at 6, when we do have a client onboarding call, the technician is going to go over all that, okay?
Sure.
How to get into it, how to do it, and everything else. All right.
Advertisement.
Okay. Any other questions that you have, Brian, for the time being? I know you're at a customer's house. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and let you go. We'll be in contact on Tuesday, and that way we can start working on everything. Does that sound good?
All right. All right. Appreciate
it. Have a good rest of your day. Have a good weekend. We'll talk next week. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.